Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The news click question. In fact, can we pop in, since Phil Vitale is here, producer Ella, for the news click from yesterday and the results? Phil's in our studio, the restaurant critic from the Chicago Tribune. He joins us most Wednesdays about this time to talk about the restaurant scene and sometimes preview for some of us some of his reviews. How are you, Phil?
I'm good, John.
So this one is maybe up your alley, maybe it's not. Elif, what is the news click from yesterday, please?
New technology for tipping baristas is in the news. A, tip them. They aren't getting rich. 35%. B, nope, they're not waiters. 65%.
You tip your barista?
Well, yeah, I usually do. Yeah. Throw a bucket in that little bucket.
Well, now, but there's so much digital payment these days. That there's an option like in a cab where you can say, add a dollar, add 10%, add $2. And so it's not so much the coin in your pocket, which is an easy tip. Now they're digitally asking you on that display screen how much you'd like to tip.
Yeah, there's a lot of people I see in line at Starbucks, for instance, they're paying with their phone.
Phone, yeah.
And
right.
I do not have that app, so I do not know if that phone gives you an opportunity later to add a tip.
A lot of folks don't.
No, my son was a barista before he went to college, and he told me then that when they split all everything that showed up in that tip jar, when they split it up based on hours and all the rest of it, it wound up being about an extra $2 an hour for everybody.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a huge amount of money, but the difference between $9 an hour and $11 an hour, which was the case then, was most welcome.
So he was a barista before he went to college.
Right, high school.
A lot of people are a barista after they graduate from college. And I see these people, I said this yesterday, as people who are going somewhere and aren't getting rich doing this, and almost always have a positive, you know, attitude.
Right. They do not have that, I'm $30,000 in student debt smile.
I know. Or nice. I'm 47 and I can't believe I'm wearing an apron.
But there's so many other jobs, too. Like, do you tip the people at McDonald's?
Well, this is, so then I'm getting all of this, what I think is, I don't know what's the matter with you people. If you're working at McDonald's or if you're a cement truck driver, as one of you are, and have texted to us, I know you don't get tipped.
Right.
But we have this sort of routine of tipping baristas, and I'm not angry at them. I don't deny them the change in my pocket or another dollar on an order. To me, the problem is not them. It's the price of a cup of coffee.
Right.
So if it's $2.50, now it's $3.50, say, and I don't know if I want to pay $3.50 for a cup of coffee. Now, if the coffee were 75 cents, which it should be, I'd be happy to go closer to two for you, but I don't know if I want to say hello to four. So that becomes the problem.
It's funny, over here there's a Target store just off Illinois Street.
Illinois, yeah.
And they have a built-in Starbucks there. And there's no tip jar, I think, because they're part of the Target thing. They're not allowed to have one. There's no...
No kidding.
No, I've never seen one.
There's a high school in this area with its own Starbucks.
Oh, that's smart.
Did I just make that up?
Keep them caffeinated and keep them in the building.
Did any of you tell me that there is a high school around here?
Stevenson, right?
Who was that was telling us? I think it is Stevenson up north.
I don't remember, but I remember the details.
Because they were talking about what a great school Stevenson is. You're right, because they have great athletic facilities. You know, I knew a little bit about that when our kids would play sports up there. And they said, oh, yeah, it's a huge school. In fact, we have our own Starbucks. And I said, you mean like a Starbucks right off campus? They said, no, there's a Starbucks in the school. I don't support this concept for a high school, Phil Vitale.
Well, I haven't thought this through because I'm just hearing this now, but my first impression is it's better than a soda machine.
Yeah, I know. I totally agree with you on that. When I get to be king, school lunch menus will not have French fries through high school. How many kids go to high school and they have a Coke and French fries at the cafeteria? I don't know, but when I get to be king, that will not be an option you will be able to purchase at the school.
Yeah, I think I would support the idea of not making it any easier to get hooked on fast food.
or to avail yourself of it. I mean, now you're part of the problem. There was an article in the New York Times last week about how bad French fries are. It says, read this, you won't eat French fries anymore. And when they and they sort of did it in descending order of badness, so that when you finally got to sweet potato fries, they said, okay, if you're going to eat fries, eat this version of it. But it's still not a don't kid yourself. Don't think you're eating healthy when you eat. And it's not because sweet potatoes are not healthy. They are, but they just soak up the oil.
Right.
And you put salt on them. So don't do that.
Deep frying anything is probably not your best option.
It's delicious.
That's why we do it.
You wrote about Two Lights, which said the headline in the Tribune brings a bit of New England to Old Town. What's Two Lights?
Two Lights is a seafood focused restaurant. It takes its name from Two Lights National Park in Maine, which has the first twin lighthouses ever built in Maine. So it goes like way 1828 or something like that. It goes way back. And the owners, husband and wife team, also own Tortoise Supper Club over in River North. And they're also the ones who started Flat Top Grill like 15, 16 years ago, which they sold. And they're in the habit of going to Maine every July, renting a house and spending a month by the seashore. And they decided to turn that experience into a dining experience. So they opened a small restaurant on North Avenue, and they have oysters, and they have lots of different appetizers, and then what you'd call the entrees are really sandwiches and rolls. They have an authentic New England lobster roll. They have a variant on that, which is called a scallops roll. They have a little chicken nugget sort of roll. And they're all seasoned differently, and they all taste differently. And they got a burger, because you have to have a burger, otherwise they arrest you. And
you can see the food police showing up.
Where's your burger, sir?
Mr. Restaurant Owner, we understand you don't have a cheeseburger. All right, you come with us.
Right.
You're going downtown.
And you didn't cook it on a flat top. Come with me. Stay with Terry. Yeah.
You can be in San Francisco, Jack, but this is Chicago.
That's right. Okay? We're doing griddle cheeseburgers.
What do you think you're doing here?
Gosh darn it. And it's a nice place, and they have a very interesting wine list of non-usual suspects. Very small, but very affordable, and some nice cocktails. And it's just one of those things you can. It's basically across the street from Second City, although Second City is a little bit north on Wells Street, but it's just off the corner of Wells and North Avenue. So pre or post Second City, you can walk in, or just walk in for the heck of it.
This is your description of Two Lights, which you reviewed. So that's the food. How was it?
It was very nice.
How was the dining experience?
It's kind of cozy, despite the fact that it's long and it's dominated by this very long bar / counter, and it's like kind of bright white and very summery looking, and it's a little bit of a odd juxtaposition here in the middle of gloomy January, but it's a simple seating. The chairs, it's metal chairs with wood seats and metal stools up against the bar. But it's comfy enough.
How many stars you give it?
I gave it 2 stars. One for each light.
Well, that's funny.
Yep.
By the way, not to correct you, but this is gloomy December. We've come off a gloomy November.
Yeah.
You said gloomy January.
Yeah, I got January.
And that's because our November was the worst November ever.
It was pretty grim.
It just didn't feel like fun to me. November can be a great month, a little more like October than February, but this, I want my money back on.
I do not recall shoveling 6 inches of snow before in November.
And it just wasn't that sunny, and so November, you did not get the job done. This texter says, hey, John, school fries are baked now. Okay. Well, then maybe I'll get back to you on my banning fries when
they're probably
to
still pretty heavily impregnated with oil, though.
Yeah, I want to. I'm still not sure that I'm.
They're not. These are not air baked potatoes or by any means.
I think the obligation of the school would be to put healthy, nutritious, and delicious food in front of the kids that they will then promptly throw into the garbage. That's the way it goes.
That's the way life is. Here's your vegetable.
Kelly, you're on WGN. What did you want to say? Hi.
Oh, hi. I just wanted to say that for years and years, I was a server at a very, very busy restaurant location in Chicago, and we barely got a 15% tip back in the day. And now, when you go to a restaurant, it seems like 20% is automatically expected. And sometimes even 18% is already put on your bill. And my kids get aggravated with me because they're like, you're a server. Why wouldn't you want them to have more of a tip? And it's, I don't think that they, the servers now work as hard as I worked. To put it mildly.
Phil, what are your thoughts?
Well, my thought is that I don't know how far back in the day stretches and what sort of restaurant you ran. Unless they're saying so up front, no restaurant has the right to add an 18% tip arbitrarily to your bill. So
well, sometimes they do on tables of six or eight or more,
right,
then we'll add that.
That has to be on the menu. That has to be displayed. We're going to do this.
But if you say you're getting 15%, but the bill, was it a high-end restaurant? Because 15% of
200? No, it was not a high-end restaurant. But back when I was a server, maybe 15 years ago, the acceptable tip back then was 15 or plus, depending on your service that you receive. Now it seems like it's automatic. Well, it's not an automatic on your charge, but people are expecting, servers are expecting 20%.
The assumption. How far away was this restaurant, may I ask?
How far away? What do you mean?
Yeah, what do you mean? It was in the city, Chicago.
Okay.
Do you want to tell us where? I mean, I sure don't care.
Well, it was at the Hard Rock Cafe.
Oh.
I worked there for many years, and we barely ever received a 15% tip.
One word for that.
What's that?
Tourists.
Yeah.
Tourists. Well, yes, I understand. But my point being today is that when did it become a 20% or 18 or higher percent? Like, why? Do you know what I mean? It's like all of a sudden.
I'll acknowledge what I think you're trying to say, and that is back in the day, whenever the day was, 15% was what we all managed or imagined was the starting tip. And I think now it's closer to 20 than 15
probably,
is what is
but,
expected.
I mean, 15 years ago was 2003. We're not back to the days of riding on horseback to get to places or anything like that. Wasn't that long ago. And I was regularly tipping 20% 15 years ago.
She's saying the threshold has changed. Now 20% is regular.
Is kind of what it's expected. And she's a little resentful, if I may, Kelly.
Yeah, a little resentful. Well, but also, I think the food prices have also gone up.
Right.
So you're
also
paying more for
be
food prices.
Anyway, even if you're tipping the same percentage.
Kelly, I appreciate your listening. Thank you for the phone call.
All right.
Yeah, I'm glad you're tuning in and offering that thought and opinion.
Yeah, I feel like I should tip her or something.
No, I get it. I mean, you know, I do that all the time. I look at things that people enjoy today. Just as an example, this is a tangent, but I'll finish the thought. So if you are trying to hire somebody Violetta Podrometic's age, say a 27-year-old to come work at your business, or a 23-year-old.
I'm not 27 yet.
The idea is...
You're trying to cheer me up. It's not working.
It's like, well, what are we going to do to attract these employees? Uh-huh. It's not just let's give them a good salary. Let's give them the opportunity to work at home. And we'll give them Y days and extra vacation time.
But don't you think that when you were also starting out and trying to get a job that people were looking at what your generation wanted?
They were looking at what I could do for them, and I got a paycheck.
Well, that was it.
Right. So I'm resentful of kids today who look at a job market or a job offer as not being everything that I'd hoped it would be. I'm like, dude, does it include money?
Yeah,
take the job.
Sometimes you get into that. You kids had it much easier than
that's
I did.
Exactly
one
what
thing
I'm
that's
doing.
Fueling, of course, the work at home thing that's so much more prevalent is, of course, technology. Me with a laptop, I can do my work pretty much anywhere from the dark side of the moon, depending on just how the triangulation works for the signal. But if I've got a live signal, I can write. I can do my stuff. That wasn't possible 15, 20 years ago, so I was, it was be in the office by 8:30
and
every day.
And do it their way.
Yeah.
This question, 219, says, what does Phil Vitale think, or does he have any thoughts or opinions on Luxbar?
Luxbar, boy, I haven't been there since it opened. It's owned by the Gibson's Restaurant Group. It has I remember it had a very good burger. That was one of its calling cards, and it's a small place. But
a good location.
Yeah, it's a great location right there in the Gold Coast. But I haven't been there in so long. I would I would be loath to provide anything evaluative.
Busy. They turn tables.
Anything the Gibson's Group runs is going to be out the door busy.
I've been there a lot. But when I've been there, I thought it was really good.
Is it?
You know, but in a serviceable sort of way, in mm-hmm. a busy sort of let's go get some food and get out way. Yeah. I thought it was good.
Yeah, it's one of those ones that really never got on my radar. I've done the Gibson's. I've ridden Gibson's Italia. I've done RL after they took over the management of that restaurant. So I figured I've done enough.
Lots of calls and texts about tipping. Maybe we'll carve out some time another day to talk more about that.
That'd be fun.
Phil Vitale's review of Two Lights is 2 stars. It's New England come to Old Town, and you can read it online at chicagotribune.com/dining. It's always a pleasure to have you in our studio, my friend.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us.
Any old time.
Phil Vitale.